This is WLRN News. I'm Danny Rivero. A water heater that didn't have a safety valve when it did. A second electric panel that was reported missing, but that does exist. Aluminum shutters that are actually made of steel. These are all mistakes made during a recent home inspection on Robert Mitchell's house in Fort Lauderdale.
There is City of Fort Lauderdale's sewer manhole with the stamp, City of Fort Lauderdale. And yet they said in the report, I don't have any city sewer. Block or a house and a half away, red fire hydrant, not 1,000 feet away, probably about 200 feet away. But they said there wasn't a fire hydrant anywhere near here.
Yeah, you can see it right there and painted red.
The inspection was ordered by Citizens Property Insurance, the insurance company owned by Florida taxpayers. Citizens was meant to be a last resort for homeowners who couldn't get affordable private insurance. But now, as private companies leave the state in droves, it has reluctantly become the biggest insurer in Florida. In August, Citizens sent a third-party contractor to look at Mitchell's property. The first report had issues, so we called them back to do another. And the second report had even more errors.
Last year, my premium was about, well, it was $4,353 exact for the full year. And when I paid that, I assumed I was going to pay about 20% more this year. So I was expecting to pay about $5,400 this year. After the second report, I was told that I should be expecting between $8,000 and $9,000 premium, closer to $9,000, about 100% increase. And that's when I started to fight back.
For months, he called and wrote to Citizens and his insurance agent, trying to get things corrected. He showed me folders of files, reports, permits from the city, and other materials in his battle with Citizens over the faulty inspections.
Oh, over 100 emails and phone calls, easily.
Mitchell is sounding the alarm about what he and industry experts say are shady business practices being used by Citizens to drive up premiums, or to get people off Citizens' rolls and into the private market instead. One of the ways they're doing it is increasing the number of inspections by 100-fold. Not 100%, 100-fold. In 2019, Citizens ordered 2,200 home inspections. By the end of 2023, it expects to have ordered 300,000 properties inspected. But here's the thing. The inspectors doing these inspections are not licensed by the state of Florida.
It's sort of a shadowy thing to do because Citizens, you know, contacts you with letters and emails saying we're going to do a home inspection on your house, but then they send out unlicensed people to do these, knowing how important these inspections are to the effect on your premium or whether they might depopulate you. And for some people, that can be tragic because if you lose your home insurance and you have a mortgage, you can lose your mortgage. And if you lose your mortgage, you lose your house.
Mitchell worked with his insurance agent to demand a third inspection be done on his house. Ultimately, Citizens admitted to the errors. And instead of going up by $4,000, his insurance premium went up by just $8. Citizens Property Insurance says all decisions about insurability are made by licensed inspectors and Citizens staff. But it did acknowledge to WLRN that the field inspectors it hires are not licensed.
That's very concerning.
Mark Friedlander is with the Insurance Information Institute, a national trade organization funded by the private insurance industry. He focuses on Florida. And Friedlander says using unlicensed inspectors does not break any laws or regulations, but it is absolutely not the industry standard.
From an industry-wide perspective, property insurers typically use licensed inspectors that are well-trained and provide very objective analysis of conditions of homes. If companies are not following that standard, that is very troubling to us. And I could understand why some homeowners are reporting that there's major errors taking place.
Citizens tells WLRN that it's ordering more inspections as a way to reduce its losses when it has to pay out a claim. And remember, taxpayers are on the hook for those losses. Citizens argues private companies are more likely to take policies off their hands if the inspections are more recent. And out of more than 200,000 inspections done between January and September this year, Citizens says it's only received 62 complaints of inspection errors. The company says those errors are quickly resolved. Melissa Morrow did not find it an easy process. When her private insurance company raised her rates, she felt her only remaining option was Citizens. So She hired a licensed inspector to do a comprehensive four-point inspection of her Pinellas County house and also a wind mitigation report, and she sent it to Citizens. The company accepted her policy, and she was happy.
And then shortly after the policy started with Citizens, I received an email saying, you have to have another home inspection. And I didn't understand why, since I had just had two inspections. And my agent said, you know, basically, you know, they had us by the neck.
The unlicensed inspector who went to her house worked for Sutton Inspection Bureau, a third-party contractor hired by Citizens. And when she looked at the inspector's report, she was shocked. Her crown molding had accumulated hair from her three black cats. In the report, it was described as something far more nefarious.
She reported it as mold. Fuzzy black mold growing from the floor up into my walls. That's how she reported cat hair.
And the thing that got her most upset
was the completely deceptive picture she took from an angle in front of my neighbor's house, so that their tree, which is nowhere near my house, it looks like the branches are overhanging my roof. It says large tree hanging over roof branches. Because of the angle, it's just so deceptive.
Within 3 weeks, Citizens canceled her policy. Her life became sleepless nights and frantic phone calls.
And thankfully, with all of the calls that I made to Citizens and going back and forth with my agent and having him kind of do his part, they let all their report go. And so I was able to keep my policy. I would have lost my house if I lost this coverage.
Morrow was frustrated that the inspector who came to her house and issued that report was not licensed by the state of Florida.
That's bad business.
The company Sutton Inspection Bureau did not respond to requests for comment about errors on reports or about how much training it gives to employees. The message Morrow wants to send to fellow residents: read your home inspections closely, because you can fight back against any errors, and you can win. I'm Danny Rivero in Fort Lauderdale. This is WLRN News.